Λάβετε θέσεις. Έτοιμοι. Πάμε.
That's the sound of Paralympic trainer Vasilis Kalivas on the side of the track, giving his enthusiastic athletes some extra encouragement. He's cheering on wheelchair-bound Najib Alhaj, who's paralyzed from the waist down. He and his family braved the sea, crossing from Turkey to Greece, where he now trains with Vasilis as part of a special program to empower refugees with disabilities. He remembers the fateful attack on his home in Homs well.
We were on our way to the basement and the bomb hit the second floor and I was injured.
2 years later, Najib has found a mental and physical exercise to help with the spinal cord injury. It was only a few months ago that Najib discovered the therapeutic value of Paralympic training. Najib's father, Talal Alhaj Ali, said it's done a great deal for his son's physical ability.
Najib, before he does the riyada,
Before Najib started training, he was hurting everywhere. He was always tired. As soon as he started training, he became very active again.
The Paralympic refugee team is the first of its kind, helping people like Najib treat their injuries and heal psychological wounds. Here's Vasilis explaining how the training is helping Najib's confidence grow.
His mom was telling me that since he started doing that, his mind is focused only on that. He has big thoughts about his sports future in para sports. It's an opportunity for them to start getting out of this traumatic experience.
Najib trains with Vasilis 3 times a week at the Olympic Stadium in Athens, thanks to this education project, which is supported by the Hellenic Paralympic Committee, the Agitos Foundation's Grant Support Program, Athens University, and UNHCR. The athletes have the chance to learn about parasports, train, and compete in national competitions. Najib dreams of traveling the world as a competitive wheelchair racer and hopes he can be an inspiration to other refugees with disabilities.
I have grown to love this sport and my trainer.
Natalie Hutchison, United Nations. Push.